Well, you know, I can't speak for people who have that kind of mentality. I do know this. For me, I know that the churches in our area now, we often have a lot of events, and people can come to those events and they can see their favorite artist, free of charge at their churches. And so it's difficult to translate that from, go from that where I saw you at my church on Sunday to see you at the hall down the street. That's a difficult transition for some people. But also I think that, we have a responsibility as music creators to present something that is true to the art and from the heart. And I think far too long people have been duped into buying and supporting a sound that sounds like gospel but really doesn't stir the heart, doesn't move the soul.
Yeah.
And that's what people respond to. It's not just because you put something out there that says Jesus in it. It is when you bear your heart and soul in song in a way where people can own that song. Once you do that, people, they will support you to the end. And that's what I'm finding with this record. I didn't do this record out of creative space about Anthony Brown. This record is not about me at all. It is all about those who will buy it, those who will support it, and those who will live with these songs. I wrote these songs with you in mind. You know what I mean? I wrote these songs. These songs are what you would sing for yourself to your God. And that's kind of the approach that we took. And I think when you do that and people can identify with it, they will support gospel music. But I just think that far too often we just throw them anything and tell them it's amazing and force them to try to palate, whatever we give to them. So I think we have a responsibility as well on our end to really seek God on what we do and present it in integrity.
The Everyday Jesus Challenge. That was interesting. I think that was great. Tell us about
that. Well, the record in itself, the whole concept of Everyday Jesus is a movement for us. Group therapy and I got together at the top of the year, and we really started to plan out what this looked like. Not the release of a record, not a marketing strategy, but what did it look like to really let Jesus be a part of your day, let him be the Lord of your life on a daily basis. And that's what this challenge was all about. Was making people aware, bringing it to the forefront of your mind that we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ and that you may be the only Jesus that some people see. So that was the heart behind this challenge, was presenting random acts of kindness, presenting, paying it forward in a practical way, small things that could brighten somebody's day and really help them to see and feel Jesus from wherever they are.
Bobby Jones's last season is coming up. Will you appear?
Yes, we are. We definitely are going to be a part of Dr. Bobby Jones' last season, which is just so historic and monumental. Dr. Jones did a great deal for Anthony Bonner Group Therapy. We've been on this show many, many times. And as background vocalists and also as artists ourselves, and I can't believe that we're coming to this end of an era. There are a lot of artists who will never have that opportunity. And so I'm super grateful that we've had that chance to be a part of the show. Yeah. We have this single out, Worth, and it's really a simple song, but it's really resonating with people. So we took that to some of the best this time and did a little twist with it. So you got to check it out and see what that twist is. But I paired myself up with somebody who I'm often compared to. And we did the song together, so you'll catch that on something.
Megafest is coming about. It's coming up. How about that?
Yeah, Bishop Jakes is, by far one of the most relevant voices of our time. And he has, he's also been very good to Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. He's allowed us to come on platform with him on multiple occasions and share what we have to share. And so Megafest will be no different. We will be there to share with Bishop Jakes and support this movement. It's going to be amazing in Dallas this year. So, yeah, you got to be at Megafest. We're going to be kind of strong.
I noticed you guys on the carpet. When I say you guys, I'm talking about you and Canton Jones. What's with you and Canton?
Canton is my brother, man. I love that dude. I think what he does is so fresh and amazing. And we were just chopping it up and clowning on the red carpet. But as we were talking about it, though, we definitely thought about it. I was like, we should at least do a song together. So I would not be surprised. And I don't think you should be surprised if you hear something that combines Group Therapy and Canton Jones in the near future.
You are a very, very creative gentleman.
Well, you know what? I think, again, I always feel like, I want to try to present what we do in the most creative form and the best light possible. And let it not just be routine and mundane, because that's not the God we serve. He's everything but mundane and routine. And so, you know, we do present things a little creatively, but we hope that people can, you know, grab a hold of it and can enjoy it and be a part of it with this show.
Tell us about the Stellars and how you enjoy it.
Yeah, you'll have to look out for that. You know what I mean? We'll look toward the Stellars as well, and hopefully we'll be able to be a part of that. It would be great to be back on the Stellar stage again, so we'll see.
It's our guest, Anthony Brown of Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, the project's Everyday Jesus. Anthony, thank you for your time.
Thank you on behalf of Group Therapy and myself for just a long history already of just love and support. As you have guys kind of grow with us and we go along this musical journey, you don't always get that kind of support from the onset. So I just want to say thank you sincerely. Keep in touch with us online so we know that you're there. AJBLive.com is my website. You can keep up with dates and where we're going to be, and also get merchandise, T-shirts, and CDs and the whole nine there at AJBLive.com. Twitter is AJB Live, Instagram is AJB Live, and Facebook is Anthony Brown. Please keep in touch with me and let me know if and how the music is blessing you.
It's Anthony Brown inside of the Gospel Spotlight.